Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes? Then let's do this.
Hi, Becca.
Hello. Hello, hello. How are you today, Marie?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm super excited that we're joined by our friend Emily Stark. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. I'm really excited to have this conversation.
I'm really excited too. And Emily and I have chatted over the years. We've just been on the phone chatting as we walk our dogs together. So I'm excited to share those conversations live on the podcast because Emily is just wonderful. So let me share with you all a little bit about Emily's background and why she is here today, besides the fact that I just like chatting with her as I walk my dog. So Emily is a corporate wellness and career coach. She's been doing this for half a decade. She has supported over 100 working parents in their return to work and career transitions. And after 5 years of coaching return to work and transitioning parents with her former business, Marketable Mama, Emily saw a serious need for holistic support in that first year back to work. Whew, yes, agreed. And like a postpartum doula who is instrumental in the first months after bringing home a baby, Emily created Wraparound Return to compassionately coach the first months in a new position so that more mothers can succeed in their careers and life transitions. Wraparound Return also aims to educate corporate and returnship teams to better understand career transitions for moms, yielding improved internal infrastructures for returners. So much to say about Emily. I can give you all the different places that her work has been featured in HBR, The Muse, Fairy God Boss, so much great stuff. But I'm going to stop there so that we can just have this conversation and you can all learn from all of the wonderfulness that Emily has to offer. So thanks again, Emily, for being here.
Thank you.
You often refer to yourself as a returner and a career changer. Can you take us, we love stories. Can you take us back to your story and how career transitions formed the foundation and inspiration for your current work?
So I had my son in 2012 and then was working, thought I had a really cool balance, thought I had it figured out. I was working as an English as a second language teacher at a community college in the evening. And then during the day, I stayed at home with my son and snuggled, made lesson plans while he was napping. It was a really great time. My mom was an OBGYN nurse for 20 years. So she was like my postpartum doula, like just with me, knew all the answers to the questions. It was all the boxes were checked. And then my husband and I decided that we were going to pursue a position out in California. And, you know, we left all of that coziness and comfortability. I had to kind of start from scratch in all areas of my life while having baby Oliver in tow, and started applying for positions there, but soon found that in order to work in the community college sector, I would need a master's degree. So decided to do that for the next few years and then returned when he was going into preschool. I started teaching. So we both kind of had our first days. We should have taken that cute picture, first days together. Mm-hmm. It was a really challenging time. I'm going to go through the five pain points that I define in my work, but also I felt during that transition, which were family dynamics, the separation between myself and my son, that was really hard. I mean, the drop off of both of us crying, that was very real and happening. It was tough for my husband and I. And then the identity shift that was happening. Who am I as this new mom, this new version of who I am as a mom now, and who am I as a teacher? It just affected and brought up a lot of internal questions. Such a thick pressure to be perfect right away, immediately, just not giving myself the grace to get back into it. You know, I hadn't been at work in a traditional setting for years, and I expected myself to just hop back in and just be perfect and blow everybody away. And then stress, the Sunday scaries were very severe, and that career direction. I learned quickly that teaching was not the right fit for me at that time. I had changed since, you know, over those years. And I didn't really realize that until I got back into the classroom. So it was a really big struggle. And I know now that if I had had a coach to talk to throughout all this time, my situation would have been very different. I would have had someone to talk to. Number one, I was very alone during that time. I think I would have been able to see my steps, my options. And so that's what I want to bring to other moms is, number one, that empathy, but also a framework and understanding of what coaching is, and offer that to this space to help moms move forward well and feel supported and confident and clearer and all the things that they need to feel during transitions.
I so appreciate, and I can see that Marie does too, appreciate how real you are about this, Emily, and the struggles and the feelings and the vulnerability that you're willing to share with us, because I know people who are listening right now are thinking, oh yeah, I have felt that same way. I have felt a little bit lost in my identity. I felt really alone as I navigated this shift in motherhood, as I've made transitions, which I know you've made a couple transitions, and we'll get to that as we talk further. There's just a lot of that stress and that feeling alone. So I so appreciate you telling that part of the story, which is not, that's not all easy parts of the story. Mm-hmm. Those are hard parts of the story, but it's the hard that really helps us to feel connected.
Thank you, Becca. Yeah.
And I'm going to get a little verklempt here as we talk about this. But something else that I think that as you talk about supporting women as they go into these next chapters of their careers, as they to feel that support, is the fact that there are different options for work and life and how we put all these different pieces together. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it a lot, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this too. After the pandemic too, there was just more people saw a different way of working and how that might fit into their lives. So I'm just wondering, what's been your experience with that, about how in the modern workforce, how these different work options might, for lack of a better word, work for mothers?
Yeah, I think that is something that can help in a transition now that we didn't really have in, you know, in past generations. So I wrote an article about this, Fairy Godboss, and I called out 9 different options. So I'd like to walk through those and also yeah. share some potential resources. You hear, if a listener hears one, then for a couple of them, I have some spots that they should check out. The first is flexible full-time. So I read this week that Bernie Sanders is trying to push for a 32-hour work week. I think that idea of shrinking the 40 hours falls into this conversation of flexible full-time. And a lot of professionals don't really know that that isn't an option. You know, they can look at their company's mandate and what that looks like. For them, it could be 35 hours or, you know, something along those lines. So, and then also just having conversations, and I help a lot of women to navigate this so that they can have a pitch, you know, for what flexibility looks like for them and what would be the best fit, whether it's remote a few days a week and then in the office, or if there are certain hours, you know, that flexible full time, I think, is very broad and should be customized. And I think just knowing that that option is there helps open doors for women that want to work full time, but they just don't know what that might look like for them, that there can be customization, sometimes can help them feel lighter and more free in that option. Job share is another one. If that is interesting, Melissa Nicholson, she has an organization, Work Muse. She's an expert in job share. I've never done that before, so I don't know all the ins and outs of it. So I wanted to have something at the ready to explore that option a little bit more. Part-time consulting. Returnship. There are just so many benefits of a returnship program, and a lot of companies are doing this now. Women Back to Work, Reach Higher, and Path Forward are hubs that you can learn about returnships and the different companies that are offering them. Mm-hmm. Contract, temporary, and then freelance, entrepreneur, and portfolio. I want to pause on portfolio, and that's a blend of a few different work options. So that may be entrepreneur. This is for myself, entrepreneur, freelance, and contract. And I'll close on, if you're in a time of exploration, it's important to do your due diligence and have informational interviews and really ask questions that are meaningful for you on the front end, so that you know what you're getting into. Something that happened a lot, I've been asked lots of questions like on LinkedIn, what is it like to coach? And I've been very open to having conversations to people that are interested in that. I think that's important to do for yourself to make sure that it's the right decision.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think we could do an episode on each one of those different yeah, ways on the portfolio. That's a lot of the way I think about entrepreneurship too, is as a portfolio career, having multiple different, not just streams of income, like you mentioned, but also just things that scratch the itch for you about the types of environments that you like to be part of. So I love that. We're going to have to break this down, I think, talk even more about returnships and portfolio. So I'm glad you brought those up.
Yeah, this is so eye-opening, and we live in a time where all these options are available. And I think, especially in moments of transition, if you know that all these options are available, you can explore, you can see what's a good fit for you as you change as a parent, as we've talked about with the motherhood identity shift. We talk a lot about that, Becca and I here. We know that you've been in a big transitional state in the last 6 months, moving across the country again, and shifting the focus of your business. Transition is hard as a parent. I had my son in 2012 too, and we moved from Canada to the States. Mm-hmm. And it was a cataclysmic shift for us, for me. It was really hard, as you said, starting your community from scratch, like losing the coziness. I think a lot of people will resonate with that, and professionals will resonate with that for sure. So what has helped you the most through the struggles of transition?
So over this, we moved to California, and then over the summer, we moved to Brooklyn. And those two places are very different. They're really different, mm-hmm. these two spots. So,
yes. Because how long were you in California, Emily? How long were you there?
10 years.
Yeah.
Brooklyn is not as zen, right? As
California. You know what it's challenged me to do is just be a soldier of creating my own zen. We were living in San Diego. It was zen all over the place. And here in Brooklyn, I am just chugging along with my own zen walls around me. And then I bring my children in. And but I think during transition times, we want to have all the answers. We're just reaching for answers. I have three mindset mantras that have really helped me. And the first is observing and then reacting. The first move to California and then moving here to Brooklyn, the two kids and the dog and all the things. And I found myself reacting and not really giving myself the time to pause, observe, what do we all need here? What's happening here? Giving myself the time to experiment with things, both in career and then in my work. I talk about pain points. So like the new morning routines, being very reactive and like, oh, we need to do it this way. And changing that from, let's give ourselves 2 or 3 days here, and then we're going to reflect, think about what was working, what was not working. That has been huge. And I think that translates also in the workplace too. When you're starting a new position, we're very reactive in that state too. We want to have all the answers and figure things out really quickly. And there's pressure, internal pressure to do that. But if we coin that phase, you know, a couple of days is observation. This is just an observation time. Then that helps us to think more comprehensively about what is the best decision to make. The second one is noticing yin and yang energy. I'm a yogi for 20 years, and I was certified as a teacher in 2010, have taught off and on, and weave that into my coaching a lot. And one thing that I've noticed in transitions is that they use a lot of yang energy. Yang is movement, activity, focus. We often neglect the yin. And so to say to ourselves, today has really required a lot of yang energy. I need to counter that tonight with yin, with some stillness, whatever that might look like. But then there may also be times when you're in a place of yin, if you're a little bit complacent at work and you're just not feeling challenged, you just feel like you're going through the motions. That's an internal mental stillness that may need to be activated with a little bit of yang movement. I need some more activity. I need something different. And I think that language of yin and yang separates us from words like negative words that we might attach to that different energy sets.
You're like busy and lazy, like, which is not really what it is, but that's like the negativity that might come with it.
Thank you, Becca. Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Those are the words. Those are the exact words.
The word fairy, always there to help. Oh.
But this is great. Continue. I'm like taking mental notes here.
The last one is just the question of what's my next best step. And that comes up in my coaching and sessions a lot. And I've used it probably on a day-to-day basis. It's so easy to see a decision and think about, how is that going to affect me 2 years from now? How is that going to affect my kids? What's that going to do with my parents? You know, all the, you know, we attach all the huge web, and it just really helps to bring in the scope. What's my next best step? What am I going to do? And helps me to move forward. Whereas when I live in a place of seeing all those connection points, I'm really stuck and really not able to move out of that. So I think that question is really helpful. Those are the three.
Emily, I think all those moves and transitions brought so much growth in your own experience. And it's hard and it's painful, but with all those changes comes so much wisdom, right?
Yeah. I mean, I also know that I've grown through, because I've been coached in the middle of the pandemic at a complete breakdown and said, I need some help moving forward from where I am. So I have done a lot of work with a coach, and that thereby helps me be there.
Give yourself some credit, because I do think that I agree. First of all, as a coach myself, like getting coached is huge to me. It's just so interesting when you sit down and have a conversation with a coach, the stuff that comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh, didn't realize that was there. And it opens up just a whole other way forward. But these three different mindsets that you're sharing and these perspectives, I think are going to be so helpful to someone. So I want to give yourself credit for the powerful work that you're doing with other women. We really appreciate how you have continued to grow up, how you have continued to help other people grow up. And you know that that's the name of our podcast is When Mommy Grows Up. We're big on that. And it's one of our favorite questions to ask our guests is, what does continuing to grow up mean to you?
Yeah. So I do not have original thought on this. I'm going to pull from two that I've heard recently. One was Tracy Ellis Ross. I listen to Fresh Air with Terry Gross a lot in the afternoon. That's just what's on when I can. And I really love her. And in an interview, Tracy Ellis Ross said, getting older, and here we're going to say it's going to lump in with growing up, is a privilege. And I think that really stuck with me, that all these challenges, this growth, all the ups and downs, it's a privilege. We get to do this. The other is my friend Naomi, it was her birthday, and I called her and asked her if she had any, you know, after celebrating, any reflections. That often happens on birthdays. And she said, the more she doesn't know, the younger she feels. And so I loved that vision of not knowing what's going to happen next is like this internal fountain of youth that we get to tap into every time we're like, I don't know what's going to happen next. No idea. But I feel like I'm a 4-year-old running in the forest because of it. That's nice.
I absolutely love that answer. And it makes life so exciting, right? You don't know what's coming.
And now I want to ask all my friends on their birthdays, what reflections have you had? That's such a cool, such an Emily question. It doesn't surprise me at all that you asked that question of your friends, but now I really want to. I think it's so fascinating to hear what our friends and loved ones are thinking about as they're continuing to grow up. So thank you for sharing that little nugget. I hope that people take that away to ask their friends what they've learned.
Yeah. And we know that people are going to want to hear more for sure. So when can folks find you and follow along with your work, Emily?
So I'm on LinkedIn, and anyone that is listening, I have an e-workbook that goes through the 5 pain points that I mentioned earlier. Family dynamics, identity shift, onboarding anxiety, stress management, and career direction, and unpacks those with self-coaching. And I'd love to share that with, so please connect with me, send me a message that you heard the podcast, I'll send it over to you. My website is www.wraparoundreturn.com. There are lots of boxes that say, let's connect, and that will set up a 30-minute chat. I'd love to chat. And finally, in September, my friend Amy Paradise, she and I both work at Village. We're coaches there, but she is a group coach and she lives down the street from me. And she and I are going to start a program for moms in their first year back to work after 2 or more years away. And we're really excited to do that. So please follow me on LinkedIn and check out my website to stay posted on that as those details solidify.
So exciting. Well, all of these links will be in the show notes and the description there. So folks can come find Emily. You can find her, Emily Stark, on LinkedIn too, if you just want to just pop on LinkedIn and find her there. But those links will be there. So Emily, thank you again, just for many things, but for your vulnerability, for your willingness to share, for the, I think the word of the day here is cozy. I think you've created a very cozy environment for us all to have this conversation. So we really appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you too. It is so fun to listen to you. And I'm going to continue to be a fan always.
Thanks for tuning in to When Mommy Grows Up. If you want to learn more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to nextchaptercareers.us, where you'll also find the free Just Right Job Match quiz.
You can contact us at podcast@nextchaptercareers.us if you have questions, comments, or want to share your story for some coaching on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.